Hello and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast. Something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast or to wash up after tea. And today is question two. What if I get lost? It's never nice to feel lost, especially when you don't know many people to ask for help. I can remember sticking with others when I started secondary school. They called us a tutor group instead of a class, and my tutor group were trying to find the toilets, so at least we arrived late to the lesson altogether. We even had the map in our hands that the school had given us, but I think we must have been holding it upside down or something. So, first advice then, finding your way around with others might make life a little easier. So here's Bella.
Starting secondary school felt quite scary. I was worried about leaving my friends, my teachers and everyone I knew. I thought I would get lost in my new school. It looked that big. But I soon realized that I shouldn't have been worried. The teachers were nice and most of the older pupils helped us new students as well.
It's great to hear that Bella's teachers were helpful. They know that you are a small fish in a big pond, so they are bound to be understanding if you swim in the wrong direction in the first few days. She also mentioned the older pupils, and lots of schools buddy up new children so that you always have people to help you get around. It still sounds a bit confusing though, because you might have five or six different lessons every day with different teachers in different classrooms. That's way more moving around than you're probably used to. During the first few weeks, it can be quite easy to get lost when moving between these lessons, as the school site is so large. But your class are likely to stay together most of the time, and there will be signs in corridors and labels on doors, so swim with the pack. It sounds bizarre, but did you know that when fish swim in a group in the same direction, it's actually called a school? Anyway, here's Ben with his thoughts on getting used to moving around.
I'm nearly at the end of my second year now, and I had so much fun in secondary school so far. I miss having one classroom and one teacher, but you get used to all the different teachers and classrooms really quickly.
Thanks, Ben. As you get used to school, lessons may not always be with the same people who are in your tutor group, but that's a good chance to make some more new friends. But don't panic. Remember, we're all in this together, and we're all learning at the same time. When you do make it into the right room at the right time, the lesson might actually take your mind off things for a while. Your teachers want you to get involved in class discussions, and if you're not sure of something, just ask. Chances are, you'll be helping another student who was too scared about getting lost a few minutes ago. So arrive, relax, don't forget to breathe, because you've made it. Now, before we wrap up session two today, each episode has a free takeaway. And your job is to take a look at a map of your next school and to find the places that you think will be important to you. Toilets, dinner hall. For me, it was always the football pitch. And finally, what does the Bible say about getting lost? Well, I forget things pretty easily, especially Bible stories. So we'll always spend two sessions in this podcast on the same bit of the Bible. A man called Joshua was leading a group called the Israelites to a new land, standing at the water's edge with the Jordan River to cross. Joshua felt afraid, probably because he'd never been that way before, but he sensed God saying this, "I will not leave you. I will never leave you alone. So don't be afraid. The Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go." And that is what God wants you to know. He never gets lost, so if you do get lost, he's with you all the way. So until next time, remember that you're never really lost in the big pond, especially if you're a small fish. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast. And you can join in the conversation on Facebook by searching The Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening. And please don't forget to share the podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.